Grezia and Nova faced each other at the bottom of the arena, the tension palpable. Nova stood tall, ready to spring into action at Rick's signal. In contrast, Grezia appeared unsteady, swaying and staggering on his feet.
Nova, I don't think...
Suddenly, Grezia collapsed to the ground with Nova running up to him. Rick reached him first, picking him up off the ground.
This match is postponed.
I might need your help. He isn't breathing.
Long ago, the world was at war. But then the 10 dragons arrived and changed everything. They brought peace to the world and gave us the gift of magic. Those who can use that magic are called sorcerers. But that is about to change. My name is Nova, and this is the story of how I became the first warlock.
Warlock, Episode 21, Red and Gold. The final showdown begins!
Nova and the crowd were stunned as Grezia collapsed, with Rick quickly checking his vitals. Medical sorcerers arrived, immediately casting spells. Time seemed to stretch as Rick anxiously monitored Brezia's condition.
Grezia, no!
He pushed himself too hard. As spectacular as that last match was, he used nearly all of his mist. He pushed his body to the limits, and now he's paying dearly for it.
I've got to help him. My healing light!
Nova ran up to the group, pushing her way through. The medical staff resisted at first, until Rick intervened.
No, let Nova through. She can help.
Healing light.
A beam of energy emanated from Nova's hands, but nothing happened.
I still can't feel the pulse. Hang in there, Grezia.
I have to use my cure wounds. That's gotta work.
Cure wounds will use a significant amount of your own mist. You don't have the time for me to distill down more of my own for you to use. I don't see them giving you an hour to recuperate for the next match.
I won't let him die. I don't care about the tournament. It's just a stupid grade.
Suit yourself. I'm just giving you all the details so you know what you'll be risking.
I'll take the risk. Cure wounds.
Nova pressed her hands to Brezia's chest. The crowd watched with fear as they held their breath. Suddenly, his eyes shot open, Grezia gasping for air.
Careful. You pushed yourself a little too hard.
What happened?
Nova here took care of you. You're lucky she's a talented healer.
Really, it was nothing. I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you, Nova.
Grezia attempted to stand, but fell back to the ground, with Rick catching him.
Oh no. You take it easy. Let's get him up to the other staff.
The medical sorcerers picked up Grezia and brought him to the healer station.
He'll be okay, folks. Let's hear it for Nova! Not only is she a fierce warrior, but a healer as well. Some say the perfect sorcerer is both, right? Maybe not literally. Sometimes figuratively. What was I talking about? Anyway, Nova, by default, is this round's winner!
Nova tried to hide the exhaustion that washed over her from using her healing abilities. Her breath felt quick, and her heart rate elevated. She walked back to her seat, where Ren and Briar were waiting for her, the crowd's applause still ringing in her ears. She took a deep breath, trying to regain her composure, and to conceal the toll that casting Cure Wounds had taken on her. She didn't want to show any signs of weakness or fatigue, knowing that the tournament was far from over, and that she needed to stay strong.
Hey, you okay? I'm glad Rocco's doing all right, but you look pretty beat.
Psh, I'm okay. Don't worry about me.
You can't hide that look in your eyes from us. How much mist did that cost you?
Really, I'm fine.
I'll rest during your match. I mean, if I can. I can't wait to see you in action.
I know he isn't in your class, but thank you, Nova.
Of course. Just because we're competing doesn't mean we're enemies.
It's better to treat them like one, though. I'm sure he would have been fine. A bit more fortitude could do him wonders.
I just got word from the medical team that Brezia is A-OK! And will be back on his feet in no time! Now that we can breathe a sigh of relief, it's time for the next showdown! Are you ready? Briar and Severina, make your way down.
Don't let that little pipsqueak take you down. You got more talent in your little finger, Mosshead.
Thanks, you dunderhead. I'll do my best.
Briar and Severina made their way to their starting positions.
Class Red's own prodigy. You're not bad.
Likewise.
It's too bad you're the daughter of a traitor. I'm sure the rotten apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Excuse me?
Students, begin!
Are you going to try to kill me too?
Briar's eyes blazed with anger as she immediately lunged towards Severina, summoning vines covered with thorns that shot up from the ground towards her opponent. Severina's reflexes were lightning fast as she deftly leapt backwards, using her legacy to summon powerful gusts of wind to deflect the oncoming plants. Briar, fueled by her rage, pushed an incredible amount of mist into the ground with her hands, tapping into her deepest well of power. Vines erupted from every single direction, a veritable onslaught of green fury aimed at Severina.
What's going on? What did Severina say to goad her like that?
I don't know, but I haven't seen her this mad in a long time.
Severina is pretty good at getting under her opponent's skin, especially if she's nervous. It means she's afraid of Briar.
Briar, calm down. She's trying to get you to mess up.
Although the vines were powerful, they approached Severina with pure brute force rather than precision, as Briar's anger had made them reckless. They thrashed and swung wildly, missing their mark as Severina swiftly ducked, twisted, and leapt out of their way. She evaded them with ease, her reflexes dodging them with split-second timing.
You don't know anything about me.
Severina's eyes glinted with a mixture of cunning and confidence as she assessed the situation. She could see that Briar's rage had clouded her judgment and decided to exploit it. With a flick of her wrist, Severina summoned a burst of wind that swept through the battlefield, causing the vines to sway and lose their balance. Briar's control over them faltered, and the vines thrashed erratically, missing Severina by wider margins.
Maybe you aren't like your mother. Definitely not as strong as her, that's for sure.
Severina seized on the opportunity and swiftly closed the distance between her and Briar. With a burst of speed, she dodged past the vines, ducking and weaving through them with her storm-enhanced agility. She reached Briar with lightning speed, her hand crackling with electricity as she delivered a powerful jolt to Briar's leg, right where she had been burned earlier. Briar yelped in pain and stumbled, her grip on the vines loosening as her concentration wavered.
Easy enough. Goodbye, Briar.
Severina used a gust of wind to blow Briar away, pushing her off the platform. As Briar was blown away by Severina's gust of wind, her eyes widened in panic. Her grip on the vine slipped, and she was sent hurtling off the platform towards the ground below. The crowd gasped in shock, thinking it was all over. But Briar was not one to give up easily. Briar had regained her focus and used a vine from her sleeve to grab onto one of the vines in the arena, swinging back onto the platform.
I'm not done with you yet.
Oh, my heart is pounding out of my chest and this match just started.
Briar felt her rage begin to subside as she formulated a plan.
She won't fall for any pollen tricks. That wind won't let me use flowers. I'm going to have to get close.
She took a deep breath, feeling her connection to the ground beneath her. Then, without warning, she ran towards Severina.
Again with the head on charge?
Severina attempted to leap back, but looked down to see her feet had been wrapped in two roots, carefully grown from the cracks of the platform. Briar reached her hand into one of her pouches, growing a single wooden gauntlet out of it.
Damn, this is all I can do? It'll have to be enough.
As she approached, Severina attempted to blow her away with a powerful gust, but Briar kept pushing forward. The crowd watched as a single vine summoned behind her pushed her body through the wind.
Take this!
Briar brought her wooden fist down on Severina, who was able to block it just in time.
That was so close! Keep pushing her, Briar!
Ha! Mosshead must have seen me use that a few times. She needs some pointers, but not bad, not bad.
Savrina unleashed a thunder wave, with Briar leaping backwards out of its range.
That was so close.
She'll get it next time.
I wouldn't be so sure. No one has ever been able to land a punch or kick on Savrina.
Ever?
Ever.
Not bad. I actually had to block myself instead of using my legacy.
I guess there's a first time for everything.
Fine. Let's make this interesting.
Dark and heavy clouds gathered above the arena, blotting out the sunlight and casting an eerie gloom over the spectators. The wind shifted abruptly, swirling and picking up in intensity, creating a massive vortex of air that enveloped the platform where Briar and Savrina stood. The spectators could feel the sudden shift in the wind, their hair whipping around wildly as they watched in awe and fear. A maelstrom of wind roared with a deafening sound, drowning out all of the other noise in the arena. Dust and debris were swept up into the cyclone, making it difficult to see the two sorcerers at the center of the swirling tempest. Savrina's eyes began to glow with a hint of blue energy.
Oh no.
What?
If she uses that technique, it's over for Briar.
Inside the vortex, Savrina and Briar were locked in a fierce battle, both struggling to maintain their footing against the powerful winds.
Wood wall!
Briar created a huge wall of wood, a dense barrier between herself and Savrina that spanned the arena. She began to push the wall towards Savrina through the fierce winds. Savrina looked up at the clouds above.
Try this!
Savrina's eyes crackled with electric fury as she summoned a blinding bolt of lightning, directing it straight at Briar's wooden wall. The bolt struck with a deafening roar, illuminating the arena with a blinding flash of light. The impact shook the ground, sending splinters flying in all directions. Briar gritted her teeth, bracing herself against the force of the lightning strike. Her wooden shield held strong, barely showing any signs of damage. The wood crackled and smoldered with residual heat, but Briar's control over the plants and wood allowed her to reinforce it with rapid regrowth.
Amazing! Briar has gotten so strong this semester.
Savrina's expression turned from surprise to frustration as she realized that her powerful lightning bolt had little effect on Briar's resilient wood wall. She clenched her fists, summoning another bolt of lightning, even more powerful this time, and directed it towards Briar. Briar reacted swiftly, channeling her legacy to further strengthen her shield, making it denser and thicker. The lightning bolt struck with an ear-splitting boom, engulfing the wooden wall in a blinding display of sparks and energy. The air crackled with raw power, but the wall held steady, protecting her from the worst of the blast.
I knew it. The lightning is having little effect on the shield. And she can't see me, so she won't be able to hit me so easily. Damn, this is going to cost a lot of mist, but it's worth it.
As she pushed the shield towards her, the clouds began to drop sheets of rain on them. The wood wall began to force Savrina to retreat as it edged closer and closer to the platform's end. As she approached the wall in an attempt to scale it, huge thorns emerged, forcing her back.
Savrina is in a thorny situation indeed. How is she going to escape from this one?
Come on, just a few more feet. You can do it, Briar.
Savrina doesn't have a counter. I think Mosshead's got this.
Savrina froze in place, reaching one arm into the air.
What the hell is she doing? Lightning's not gonna work on that wall.
Suddenly, a massive bolt flew down from the sky. But instead of aiming at Briar or the wall, the bolt struck Savrina in a blinding flash. The crowd had to avert their eyes at the glare, but as they readjusted, they saw Savrina surging with power.
What just happened?
It's Savrina's investiture of storms. This match is over.
I can't believe I actually had to use this. Might as well have some fun with it.
Savrina reached her hand out in front of her, and a powerful beam of electricity shot outwards, striking the wall. The lightning hit the wall with thunderous impact, shattering it into a thousand pieces in an instant. Wood splinters exploded in all directions, filling the air with a shower of debris. The sheer power of Savrina's lightning beam was overwhelming, leaving an exposed Briar behind it.
Your wall isn't so tough, especially now that my rain made it all damp. Too bad.
It was all just a distraction.
Briar spent the time behind the wall growing a vine that traveled under the arena that suddenly shot out from behind Savrina, wrapping her tightly in a dense vine of wood.
Yes! Oh, I knew she had a trick up her sleeve.
Get her, Mosshead!
Briar dashed forward once again, preparing to strike the immobilized Sabrina.
Let's end this!
She wound up, preparing to strike Sabrina with her reinforced fist. But just as she reached her, a blinding surge of electricity emanated from her, blowing Briar back and igniting the vine on fire.
You think a piece of wood can stand up to my legacy? Pathetic. You're right, though. Let's end this. But not before I make an example of you.
A sudden, powerful gust of wind picked up Briar, tossing her into the air like a rag doll. She floated in the air for just a moment, until a second gust brought her slamming back into the ground, hard.
Ah! Sabrina, enough!
Not until she's unconscious or gives up, right, Briar? Are you ready to give up?
Not a chance!
Fine.
She raised her hand above her, bringing Briar into the air once again, her vines attempting to grasp at her, before being slammed into the ground once more.
Ah!
Sabrina, you won! Let her go!
Briar struggled to her feet, pain in her eyes.
Vine ma-
Suddenly, Briar was struck by a piece of the wooden wall, a gust of wind flinging debris towards her like a tornado.
I'd say that's enough. Maybe just one more.
Sabrina extended her arm once again towards her.
Thunder, clap, blast!
Come on, Mosshead!
Sabrina!
Sabrina, her eyes crackling with electric fury, unleashed a colossal beam of electricity towards Briar, who was barely able to stay on her feet. The beam surged forward with blinding speed, accompanied by a deafening thunder crack that echoed throughout the entire arena. A brilliant flash of light covered the entire battlefield, momentarily blinding everyone in the vicinity. As the light dimmed, the crowd could see that Sabrina's attack had missed its intended target. Rick, standing in front of Briar, held her unconscious body, shielding her from the full force of Sabrina's attack. His stern gaze was fixed on Sabrina.
Sabrina! This match is over!
Sabrina's eyes narrowed. A mix of frustration and determination flickered across her face. Her frown, however, quickly turned into a smile.
Then I guess I'm the winner.
Nova pushed her way down the arena to check on Briar, kneeling down with Rick as he gently placed her on the ground.
She'll be okay. Don't worry.
Briar, talk to me.
Nova.
Thank the Ten. You scared us out there.
I hope you were watching.
Of course I was. You did an amazing job. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, but that's not what I meant.
What are you talking about?
I knew I couldn't beat her. The minute I stepped foot out there, I knew she was stronger than me.
You are just as strong. She barely won.
No, she was still holding back. But I knew that I had to push her as hard as I could so that you could see her abilities. I fought as hard as I could so you could win.
With a deep breath, Briar passed out once again.
She put up a good fight, but it still wasn't enough. She was your class prodigy. I imagine you'll be an easy match, Nova.
I'm gonna make you pay for what you did, Sabrina. You didn't have to hurt her this badly.
I didn't, but I wanted to.
The staff brought Briar up to the healer station, with Nova standing up, her knuckles turning white, clenching her fist in anger.
Ugh, I understand that you're feeling emotional right now, but it's important that you keep your cool. Winning this fight is not only about teaching her a lesson, but also about securing the orb from the treasure vault. We need you to stay focused and composed.
I know! I won't let her get under my skin like she did to Briar, but I can't help that all I can think about right now is beating her smug little face to a pulp!
Just don't forget about the strategy we came up with last night. I know you're anxious to try that technique, but you just aren't ready for it. You need time to practice. Unleashing it in a fit of rage is not the proper time to try it.
I know. But if it comes down to it, I might have to try.
If you must, you'll be on your own for that.
Here it is. The moment we have all been waiting for. The tournament finals! Nova Ravenwood will now face off against Sabrina Rossick in order to answer the question, who is the strongest first-year student? Now, if you aren't familiar with our midterm exam, the students are being graded on their individual ability, not just if they win or lose. It will help us as instructors gauge what we need to focus on with each of our young wards. Now, let's take a short break. Take a pee. Get some water before we dive back into the action. You all aren't gonna wanna miss this!
Nova made her way back to her seat next to Ren, stopping to look at Briar's empty space.
She'll be all right, Twinkles. I bet they'll even have her up and awake enough for your match.
I'm just so mad, Ren.
All right, so hit me.
What?
Come on, hit me, right in the chest.
Nova punched Ren right in his chest.
Ugh!
Feel better?
No!
Exactly. Right now, aggression is not what you need. What you need is right here.
Ren tapped his finger to Nova's forehead.
It's like you said, that little pipsqueak is a bully. But you're smarter than her. I've seen it in class. She thinks because she's born with this amazing power that she deserves it. But you clawed your way up from nothing to be in the finals! That's way more impressive.
Thanks, Ren. I needed that.
Good luck. You got this.
Nova made her way down to the arena where Severina was already waiting, tapping her foot impatiently.
This is it, folks. The final battle. Combatants, take your positions.
Nova readied herself, while Severina stood with unwavering confidence.
I'm sure you've heard this before, but no one has ever been able to land a blow on me.
Looks like this is going to be a day full of firsts.
Begin the final match!
Nova reached out her palm, a ball of radiant energy already coalescing. She launched the projectile directly at Severina like a comet, leaving a trail of radiance in its wake.
Is this all you can do? This should be over quickly.
Severina smirked as she raised a hand, her fingertips crackling with energy. With a gesture, she conjured a swirling vortex of wind around herself.
Starlight Flash!
Suddenly, the ball of light exploded in a brilliant flash, blinding Severina.
Ah!
Nova's one to keep an eye on. Look at that deception!
Nice trick, Nova, but it won't...
Severina felt a burning sensation around her ankle as she felt jolted out from underneath her vortex. She slipped to the floor with a thud as she was pulled out from under her shield of air. As her vision returned, she saw Nova dashing towards her, a radiant whip of light in her left hand.
Twinkles, this is amazing!
Is that Briar's attack?
You're damn right, but Twinkles made it her own.
Starburst Strike!
Severina looked up to see Nova leap into the air, her right hand wreathed in radiant energy.
Ha! Would you look at that! Now that's a hell of a technique, if I say so myself.
Nova's fist, aimed at Severina, descended with force. Reacting quickly, Severina summoned a gust of wind from beneath her feet, propelling herself gracefully out of harm's way. In a seamless motion, she executed a nimble backflip, landing on her feet with casual grace.
You insolent whelp, you almost had me. I suppose I'm gonna have to take this more seriously.
Severina's hand shot into the air, a conductor of power as she wove her mist. She summoned an electrical charge that infused the atmosphere, gradually giving birth to a brooding mass of dark clouds overhead.
Let's see how you do with this!
The clouds began to crackle with lightning, a bolt shooting down straight at Nova. The light momentarily flared the crowd.
Twinkles!
Nova stood tall, her hand whipping an astral tendril over her head, creating a vortex of her own that shielded her from the blast above. The crowd went wild.
You're not as tough as you think. You're just like Kira, all in on your magic. But take that away and you're pretty much helpless. Luck was on your side from the start, Severina. Me? I spent my life wishing I had your kind of power. But now that I've seen how you use your natural power, I'm glad I had to work for mine.
Nova fired an astral beam scatter at Severina, splitting her beam into a dozen smaller versions. Severina lowered into a fighting stance, realizing that she had to take this fight a little more seriously. Using her wind to enhance her speed, she quickly dodged between the beams as they seared towards her.
Well, you're already better than your pathetic classmates. I'm actually going to have to try against you.
You leave them alone. You don't know anything about them.
The daughter of a disgraced sorcerer and the rejected son of a pillar? I know more than you think. If Ren had his father's legacy, he would have been in class gold, you know, just like his father.
Wait, Ren, is that true?
Ha! Fat chance. Even if I did have the Desert Thorn legacy, I'd have rejected everything to do with that creep.
Instead, he's just a disappointment. Imagine that, being born into a family with an origin and getting some foolish excuse for a power instead. And I'm surprised you trust Briar so much. I'm sure those recruits trusted her mom, too. And now they're worm food. Better watch your back. She might be a traitor, too.
You shut your mouth!
Nova dashed towards Severina, fury in her eyes.
Calm yourself. She's trying to get under your skin.
I can't listen to another word of this!
She's goading you into being reckless. You'll give her an advantage. You know your team better than she does.
You're right!
I'm always right.
Nova skidded to a halt, her breath steadying in sync with her racing heart. But just as she managed to catch her breath, Sabrina's hands weaved an intricate pattern, conjuring a sudden gust of wind that swept beneath Nova's feet. For a fleeting moment, it seemed that she would be forced to the ground. Yet Nova's reflexes snapped into action, her instincts taking over as she caught herself from slamming into the ground.
Lucky catch! Let's see how you handle a dozen of them.
Sabrina began weaving her hands once more, summoning silent streams of wind that all converged on Nova. As they approached her, however, Nova leapt and twisted her body in a dance, avoiding all of the gusts as they descended upon her.
Impossible! How can she see the air moving?
Nova landed in place, eyes glowing with her elder sight as she locked onto Sabrina. She lifted her hands and fired dozens of astrobeam scatters at Sabrina. As they approached her, she almost seemed to teleport out of their path, using the wind to augment her speed. But it wasn't effortless, as Sabrina still had to exert more physical energy than she was used to.
Your gusts of wind can't repel radiant energy, can they? That's why you have to dodge them.
I can dodge as many little beams of light that you send my way. I'm not concerned, but I'd like to end this.
Then bring it on!
Sabrina used her wind to boost her advance on Nova, flying towards her. Nova lifted her arms towards Sabrina, firing off another astral beam scatter. The beams branched out in multiple directions, all about to converge on Sabrina.
No matter how many times you try this, I'll dodge them all.
Dodge this!
Just then, the beams all exploded into light, blinding Sabrina once again, but from a dozen different directions.
Ah!
She barely had enough time to shield her eyes from the flash of light. As she lifted her arms to protect her face, she suddenly felt a familiar burning sensation as the tendril wrapped around her waist, pulling her towards Nova. Her eyes adjusted to the light just in time to see Nova leaping towards her once again with a radiant fist glowing in the sunlight.
Second time's the charm. This could be it, folks. Damn, I'm really starting to root for this kid.
Kira silently watched in anger.
That damned brat. She's going to win this.
Come on, Twinkles, you can do this.
Go, Nova!
Enough!
In an instant, a detonation of electricity struck Nova with overwhelming force, hurling her backwards and slamming her against the cold stone tiles. The air crackled with energy, and as Nova struggled to regain her bearings, she looked up to witness a startling transformation. Sabrina, once grounded, now hovered in the air, her eyes blazing with furious blue energy. Her hair stood on end, charged with electricity that surged across her entire body, creating an aura of electrifying power.
I'm tired of your tricks. I'm tired of you thinking you're better than me. You're not even my equal. You've worn down my patience, and it's time to show everyone here just how pathetic you are compared to me.
Sabrina pointed her open palm towards Nova, electricity wreathing around her arm.
No amount of light whips can stop me now. Thunderclap beam!
A colossal beam of lightning surged through the air, its electrifying energy crackling and arcing towards Nova with a vengeance. Sabrina's lips curled into a grin. In a heart-stopping instant, Nova stood transfixed, unable to move fast enough to avoid the blast. The world seemed to slow as the power of the lightning bore down upon her, her defeat imminent. But suddenly, a shimmering figure materialized in front of Nova, glowing with radiance. The beam's fury met it head-on, cause an explosive burst of brilliance and an ear-splitting thunderclap that reverberated through the arena. A hushed stillness descended upon the platform. The entire arena holding its collective breath. The crowd's senses were momentarily overwhelmed, their eyes adjusting to the lingering afterglow of the electrifying flash.
Class Red, a team of students who were almost winners. You did better than most, though. Consider that the only compliment I'll...
Savrina's smile vanished as she saw what was in front of her. Nova on the ground, the attack shielded by a flying golden scepter.
What? Where did that come from?
Zenith?
Zenith turned his handle towards Nova.
Take the handle now.
A summoned weapon? What an upset! Yet another surprise from Nova Ravenwood! Is she a wielder? A blaster? Both? I'm on pins and needles here.
Nova placed her hand on Zenith while a radiant glow emanated from him, casting a golden aura around her. Her eyes gleamed with determination as she felt a surge of mist wash over her. With a swift yet graceful motion, Nova raised Zenith into the air, almost as if she had done it 1,000 times before. The scepter emitted a cascade of radiant beams that spiraled around her, each strand a shimmering thread of light. Nova levitated from the ground, her body surrounded by an iridescent shroud of starlight. The beams intertwined, weaving a tapestry of mist that enveloped her figure. With a radiant burst, the shroud dissipated, revealing Nova's transformed appearance. She was now clad in gleaming magical armor that shimmered in the sunlight, an aurora of colors emanating from it. Nova's hair, no longer in two buns, cascaded waves of lavender down her back. The scepter slowly brought her back down to the ground once again, her eyes burning with a glowing radiant fury as she looked up at the hovering Savrina.
It doesn't matter what you do, it won't be enough. You think some mage armor is going to stop me?
Nova lifted the scepter and aimed at Savrina.
No, but I will.
Warlock, Episode 21, Red and Gold, the final showdown begins.
Nova is voiced by Claire Clausen, Ren and Balthazar by Nick Akins, Briar by Jackie Webb,
Brezia by Matthew Quattlebaum,
Kira by Shelby Hall, Xander by Jeremy Cobb, Savrina by Chris Gideon, Rick by Isaac Otterman, Delta by Brianne Bushes, Zarian and Mendel by Zachary Burrell. Special thanks to Wizards of the Coast. If you enjoy the show, please leave us a review on your preferred platform. Check out our Patreon for early access, filler episodes, behind-the-scenes clips, and other bonus content. Link in the show notes. Thank you for listening.
And a very special thank you to Quill, one of our Patreon members.
Next time on Warlock. With the help of Zenith and a magical transformation, I find myself on nearly even ground with Sabrina. But will it be enough to defeat her? Episode 22, Zenith. Next time on Warlock.